Communism. It's where we all get to starve together. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The great dictators and tyrants of the world have always dreamed taking over the world, but everyone tried it the wrong way. And everyone has discovered that military will not work. You cannot police and militarize enough to take over the world. So the Illuminati in 1776 developed a whole new concept of how to pull this project off. Instead of trying to force people into a new order or a totalitarian dictatorship under military, which you cannot do because people are always going to rebel at that, the idea was developed by Adam Weishaupt to create enough violence and create enough chaos and enough bloodshed to frighten the world so that the entire world of mankind would one day come to the conclusion that there's too much bloodshed, too much crime, and there's just no possible way for the human race to exist unless we come together and pool our resources and all of us accept one government and one order, and we will all live together in peaceful, happy, under one family, and nothing can be further from the truth.
Oh boy, that is so true. We're going to talk about that today just a little bit with Susan in an up-to-date current headline way. And I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? I hope well. And of course, I've got Susan with me because it's Wednesday and I love Wednesdays. Melissa and Susan join me every Wednesday. Tomorrow, we have Chris Ann Hall, Uncle Milty, Patrick Wood, Technocracy. We have all kinds of guests coming up on the show. It's going to be fun. And also, I just wanted to mention kind of right out of the gate, we'll talk about that cloud test. I'll probably bring that up in the next hour that happened over San Francisco Bay in Alameda. Surprise, government loves to do stuff like that and put up a whole cloud. But we'll talk about that in the next hour and with Melissa. And then also, I just wanted to mention that I'm speaking up north in Salt Lake City on the April 18th and 19th. And you can hit my Facebook page, Kate Daly Show Facebook page, for more details on that. Speaking April 18th and 19th up there. And you can catch that up there. So, Susan, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Excellent. Let's talk about the big decision. It was really funny to see the Drudge Report kind of freak out over this headline, Arizona abortion law returns to 1864. And then they had a picture of ladies in 1864 with also this message of corset not required. Okay. We're talking about the unborn. So it's timeless because we're all human beings, but you know, Drudge Report doesn't get that, of course, very, very woke and bought, but tell me the details on, I'm really glad that Arizona took this move. Let's talk about it.
Well, the California Supreme Court has justices that were, I believe, all appointed by Republican governors. And mm-hmm. So it's a conservative court, which is ironic because they have a Democrat governor in lieu of Carrie Lake. Mm-hmm. But this is a 160-year-old, they call it a near-total ban. And mm-hmm. what it is, the exception, allows for the life of the mother. And people on the right and the pro-life community are cheering, but a lot of people like me in the pro-life community are mm-hmm. thinking, oh, they set us up for this.
They could be.
And the reason... Yeah. The reason I say this is that they are planning on putting an amendment. There's 11 states that are trying to put amendments in their constitution to expand abortion rights. And so now they can campaign hard on this, meaning the left. So the law was 160 years ago, mm-hmm. but 1864, but it was recodified in 1901 and again in 1913, mm-hmm. and they're calling it the Civil War era law. But the Supreme Court, appellate court last year, said it could remain on the books as long as it was harmonized with the 2022 law. This isn't unusual where they're updating laws. They mm-hmm. just keep updating them, right? Or they put a new law on the book as long as it harmonizes with the old one. Yeah. You're not actually following the oldest version of the law.
Right.
And so they had all this ready to roll out, that narrative of mm-hmm. corsets. It's hilarious, right?
Yeah, they did it to gaslight the left into, yeah. into more
into triggering. Mm-hmm. Oh, huge mm-hmm. trigger for the left. Activate. Mm-hmm. Go into hysteria. It undoes. So the decision, it says, which could shutter abortion clinics in the state, effectively undoes a lower court's ruling that stated that a more recent 15-week ban superseded the 1864 law. And so now they've put this on hold for 14 days, mm-hmm. Saying they're going to send it back to the lower court so the lower court could consider additional constitutional challenges. So this is not a done deal.
No.
It's going to raise a lot of money for the left. And the right should not be celebrating yet.
You're
because
right.
This is, you know, almost mm-hmm. a fake finish line. We're not over any finish line.
You're right.
And
it's being reported that way, though, which is so weird, because that's why I said I was glad. It's like one giant step forward for the unborn, but it'll be three steps back.
Honestly, mm-hmm. it really will. These laws, and Trump came out and said it, that he supports exemptions, which I as well do, for rape and incest mm-hmm. and the life of the mother, is a supportable position. If you go too far and say only the life of the mother, then people in the middle swing to the most radical choice of pro-abortion, because they can't, in their mind, they cannot support not having a rape and incest exemption. I mean, these are such highly charged issues, right?
Right.
But here's something that should make them happy. No surprise, the Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mays, a Democrat, said moments after the ruling she would not enforce the law. Quote, "Let me be completely clear. As long as I am Attorney General, no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law in this state," adding that the decision was unconscionable and an affront to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Joe Biden blasted the ruling. Remember, this is their holy sacrament.
Yep. Yep. They love this. This climate change and digital currency, they're all for all of them. And, you know, they love depopulation. So abortion fits right in with their agenda.
And we forget they make billions off mm-hmm. the products of conception. So whatever is sucked out of women, mm-hmm. the baby and other products are then used and sold and used. And they make money. So you are literally trying to cut off their life support, ironically.
Yeah.
And they are not going to stand for it. And so they call it, they're going to stand for reproductive rights. This is going to energize especially the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen in the past with suburban women and young women is that they will vote against their economic interests, higher gas prices. They'll vote for that because if they can have abortion rights, they will vote for anything as long as it's attached to expanding abortion rights.
You're right. No, you're so right on that. And unless they're shown a video of what actually happens in an abortion, they stay to the course because they feel like they're fighting for women. They're fighting for women's rights. And all it really is about is murder of a baby.
Yeah. And, you know, women in this day and age want to think they should be able to do anything with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to listen to Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro or other women, Candace Owens, who mm-hmm. put questions to students and say, but whose DNA is it,
right,
you know, in your body? And you see them stumbling around. They have been indoctrinated to believe they have this right. And it feels like a right to them.
Yeah. Yep. So you'll keep hearing 1864. It'll be a little bit, your guess is a little bit of a bait and switch. It will be cloaked in, they just did something right, but now there's amendments attached. Yes, as it goes to the lower court.
Yeah, they're going to try and put an amendment in the Constitution. And so it's going to drive turnout on the left to try to get this enshrined, just like what happened in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They got, I believe, up until birth in Ohio just to enshrine it, because I believe people on the right went too far for the tastes of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And so the population said no. We're going to enshrine this instead. And
right.
It was so radical.
Right.
And most people don't agree. They mm-hmm. don't believe in abortion up until birth, but the radical activists mm-hmm. on the left wants a maximum. So
it's disgusting.
That's why we have to be smarter.
And it's evil. And here's the deal, too. The move was a right one. The move was a good one. It's the people that need to be educated in yes. what it means, what they actually do. And the fact that it's straight up murder, it has nothing to do with women's health care and women's rights. It's absolutely murder because you're ending another life. The mother's life doesn't end, you know, the life inside does. And if you have to kill something from growing, then you're killing it. So it's amazing to me that this is such a good move. It isn't that nuts. It's not that crazy. It's just the world we live in, we'll call it crazy. Mm-hmm. And this is how it should be everywhere. This is what it should be. This is the norm. And they'll call it radical. And it's so sad to me because this really truly is how it should be. We should never, ever be in the place that we are in this world. But there's too many young women out there that think that women, that they're out there marching for women's rights. And it's absolutely ridiculous because they're just marching for the right to murder a baby. And at will, because they won't stop sleeping around, to tell you the truth. That's really the deal. They won't stop that practice. So they won't stop making babies, but they just want a way out that is redeemable, I guess, in the eyes of the world. I don't know. It's gross.
Well, they feel less costly to them, but honestly, there is now an option for them to walk into Walgreens or CVS and get this abortion pill. It's been very controversial. And it's more than just the morning after pill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have options prior to marching up to an abortion clinic.
Oh, it just makes me sick. It's just the way the world's going. And too many girls out there feel like they have a right to murder. It's sad. It's just so sad. So big step forward, but it's going to go three steps backwards, which is big heavy sigh.
We should learn to be more persuasive. You're absolutely right. We need to be educated. We need to be more persuasive.
Yes, we do. And we need to show these girls videos of what they're actually consenting to. Be right back, of course, with more with Susan Reeve on the Kate Daly Show. Riots. We want to talk about that and the truth about that coming right up on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. All right, back here with you, of course, with Susan Reeve, and she joins me every Wednesday with her research, and I love it. Also, I just wanted to mention, do you guys remember when I talked about the New York Fed and their drill back in 2002? They had this drill, and it was all about you and digital currency and implementation of that. And remember, they came up with, this was 2 years ago now, restricted service windows, uncertainty in settlement, timing, and amounts, meaning, we just can't get it right with this new digital currency as we wipe out cash, and inconsistent data relayed across participants, leading to reconciliation issues, your money, and payment rejections. Yeah, all kinds of havoc. And where did your money go? We just don't know, kind of thing. This was 2022, Federal Reserve New York. And just wanted to say that, as I say, please back up everything you have with gold. Okay. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. And you can get the free information right here. All you have to do is text 989898. those six digits to Birch Gold, and they will send you some information when you send my name, Kate, as the subject, okay? So the message you're going to send is Kate, K-A-T-E, but you're going to put in the phone number is 989898. Please do this because I'm telling you, at least get the information. You can peruse it. But this, there's a big warning out there to everybody. Please back up what you have. Please, please, please. And Birch Gold is amazing. Get your gold and silver from them. This is why Ron Paul loves them and I love them too. They are fantastic and they're honest and they're red-pilled and you'll love them. All right, Susan, let's talk about the wing.
Oh, you can't make this up.
Oh, no, what?
It says on April 4th, The Wing welcomed Hillary Clinton into their coven.
Oh, geez.
As in
like witchcraft?
Coven.
Witchcraft coven? Oh, my God.
Well, I think they're being a little tongue-in-cheek because what they are is a very upscale, mm-hmm. you know, the original feminists who started feminism, all these elite Vassar girls. Mm-hmm. And the wing is a co-working where everybody gets together, sits together, works together in these little offices.
Cast some spells. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I mean, and so they said, this is what it said, in front of an audience of 400 cheering, cavelling, sometimes teary-eyed wing women, co-founder Audrey Gelman and host Aminatu Sow. Sow is her last name. And it said, so Hillary was there just getting all the whoops and claps, and it describes this woman, Gelman, as wearing an elegant cropped gray pantsuit. They're drinking wine, and they see themselves as quintessential core women of the feminist movement. Not poor women. They're not advocating for any of that. This is what they want. They want to socialize with the hoi polloi, you know, and they have welcomed her officially into their coven. And they're diehard Hillary supporters. One of them said her mom had photos of Hillary on an inspiration wall in her closet.
Ew.
It had originally started, you know, in preparation for election night. In 2015 or 2016, and all of a sudden there they were, 80 women ready to party and celebrate Hillary Clinton as president, and it all went south, didn't it?
All wearing pants, comfortable shoes, and ready with spells. How fun! Who wouldn't want to? Who wouldn't want to be in that evening? Gross.
That's right. And one of them said, Hillary Clinton is the woman, and she is our president. What I liked is that they asked her, can you describe a typical day for you? And so she described getting up, and I thought, probably checking to see if Bill made it home last night from wherever he was alley-catting about.
To his different place of residence?
I mean...
or offing one of their friends, you know,
day. What is that total? That death total is up to like 56 people.
Oh, more than that. It's almost 100.
One of the last ones was like hanging from a tree, shot in the chest, and they said it was suicide.
You know.
And we were like, wait a minute, how do you... Anyway, so it said not everybody was a diehard Hillary supporter, and one of them said at the end of the day, I just want her to keep it funky, like tell me the truth, give me all the juice, I want all the details. So that's the kind of women that are hanging out. Willing the white wine,
right.
Upper East Side.
We'll be right
expanding.
Back. Oh, I know. It's a coven. Let's face it. They're not joking. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Ugh.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I've got Susan Reeve on a Wednesday, and of course, followed up by Melissa. So happy that you're here. We have a lot of topics to cover and a lot of really interesting things to learn about. I'll tell you what, very, very interesting. So welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to activatefiq.com. They do have the best supplements for absorption. They are fantastic. You'll love this product. And stop wasting your money at Walgreens and Walmart. Don't buy over-the-counter stuff, because even with Whole C, you need to have the Whole C and not the stuff they try and give you. The absorbic acid is not good for you. So if that's what you're taking, don't. You need the Whole C. And they have that plus copper cream. So it's not another supplement to take, which is nice, but it's the cream and it is so fantastic, can I just tell you? And there's just so many wonderful products there. Even a bone broth product that you can take as well. So fantastic. Go to activatefiq.com. Code word is Kate. And you'll get great savings there on an already low-priced product, which I thought was just too amazing not to talk about. Okay, Susan, let's talk about riots. This is very fascinating. I hope everybody listens up on this.
Well, there have been riots in Israel, as we've heard war news from the Ukraine mm-hmm. and from Gaza and seen the pictures. People might not know that there are riots happening that are anti-war riots. They're actually anti-government, and it includes like big bonfires at major traffic intersections, assaults on police, ultra-Orthodox Jews, threats to murder Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and storming police barricades protecting the president's home. And so the news keeps reporting that it's 100,000 protesters, but Carolyn Glick, who's been a reporter for years out of Israel and for Newsweek, said it's more like 10,000. But what's more interesting is about 10 families of 10 of the hostages out of 134 have joined with the protesters saying we support Hamas in a bid to get their hostages back. They say this is the way to go. We're going to attack our own government. Hamas is going to love us mm-hmm. and give us our hostages back. But then there was an interview with a man by the name of Ami Dror, mm-hmm. and he is the head of the riots. And it turns out he is getting direction, and he admitted this in an interview on Channel 14 News, that he's getting these instructions from the White House on what they want. And so he recently, the riots had taken a pause, but he said that he told his colleagues that the White House was asking them to reinstate the riots. And then he set out in granular detail in a posting the White House 4-part plan to overthrow the government. This is from the White House, he alleges, and she finds this credible. Mm-hmm. The components include actions on the ground in Gaza, the use of the UN Security Council, extortion of government ministers, and mass protests. This is against the Israeli government by Israelis under the direction of the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And he called his report an important update from the American administration.
Ooh. Ooh. Ouch.
So one of the things we've talked about before is that we have built this pier connected to Gaza in mm-hmm. order for Americans to facilitate aid going into Gaza. And I can't remember, what was it, 8 football fields long or something, or maybe longer. And he says in his report that the reason for the plan with the food is to provide food, but the other purpose is to eventually use it to rebuild Gaza. So as all this destruction is taking place in Gaza, mm-hmm. there is an American plan to rebuild Gaza.
This is why the Pentagon was talking about troops going, being over there permanently, pretty much on the strip. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and it's billions of dollars handed out to people who are going to help, quote, rebuild Gaza. And one of the things this riot group is doing under the direction of the Biden administration, he alleges, is government ministers are receiving messages from American friends that they're going to be accused of war crimes. And this is to intimidate these Israeli government ministers into not cooperating or resigning from their government. The threat of war crimes, that they will lose everything, that their assets will be frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how this multi-prong effect to undermine the government of Israel could be really effective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a Trojan horse, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
And, but, you know, they're standing up. And one of the people who has lost a soldier, the parents said, you know, we're really sick of these government extremists. Under no condition are we going to join with them to overthrow our own government. That's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
But they see themselves as this revolutionary force that's going to take control of the government. Now, how many times have we helped overthrow governments? I think it was up to like 80 times. Mm-hmm. 80 times we've overthrown governments.
Mm-hmm.
So he says this would be, he heralded this. He's saying this is great, a loss of Israeli sovereignty to the White House. And he said he prefers this riot leader to be an American colony than to have the Israeli right in power.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's really toxic stuff to turn against your government like that.
This story from Ed Griffin, who we've had on the show, he's the one that wrote Creature of Jekyll Island, all about exposing the Federal Reserve, of course. He wrote, the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender. So according to six Israeli intelligence officers with firsthand experience, the Lavender AI machine determined who to kill and was obeyed with military discipline. And then during the first weeks of the war, the Lavender system designated 37,000 Palestinians as targets and directed airstrikes on their homes, despite knowing that the system makes errors about 10% of the time. There was no requirement to check the machine's data. Interesting.
Well, I mean,
all kinds of stories coming out of this.
Fascinating. Yeah, that's a fascinating development. And I mean, I'm on the side of they have 134 hostages, so what is Israel supposed to do? Now, Netanyahu says they are going to be moving forward into Ramallah. They are going to do an incursion, and nothing the United States says is going to dissuade them. So whether that's just talk, because they have pulled back for a minute to regroup, I'm not sure.
The only problem for me is that I do not trust Netanyahu. And I know coming from a conservative, people might go, how can you not support him? He is Mossad. He's been in there a long time, and they certainly have our government by the you-know-whats. And so I think that there is a lot more facade and stuff underpinning that's going on, because when you want to go into World War III, you have to construct a battle, and there has to be the good guy, bad guy thing. And I think next we'll probably see either the Iranian, their offices in Syria. We'll see something happen there. We'll see oil fields, something happen there. They've got to create a lot more war going on. And so in order to do that, I think you're going to see false flags. I think you're going to see all kinds of events that give us a war. Because right now, as it stood, you can't get to war unless you've got good guys, bad guys, and you've got people playing parts, and you've got people that are doing fake fights, and you've got all kinds of interesting things going on the ground. So I don't trust him, and I know most conservatives do, and I don't trust him. I think that his Mossad background, the fact that he's been in power for so long, there is no government that isn't corrupt nowadays. And so I don't know. I'm very just trying to pay attention to every little thing that comes along with this story, because I think that there's just so much more there on the underbelly of what's happening on the ground. I don't know. It's very crazy to me what's going on there. But I'll get your comments. We'll come back in just a moment. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. If you need help with your credit cards, go to Done With Debt. Done. You're just done. Remember that. DoneWithDebt.com and get some help with your credit cards. There's a drop-down menu and it'll allow you to say that the show sent you. I'm telling you that this is a great way to get ahead of your credit card debt. And if you are like most Americans, as we built on $1 trillion worth of credit card debt, this is a great way to kind of get on top of that now before it destroys you, because credit card debt can do that. Done With Debt is amazing. They're amazing folks. They're helping people, and you can get a kind of a free consultation, and you can understand what you can do with your situation, how to get on top of that, and how to get rid of your credit card debt. And that's something we all need to do. We don't want to be in debt, and we don't want the government to use debt as an enticement to do something with us or to us. So highly recommend that you do that. DoneWithDebt.com can help you, actually. Great sponsor of the show. And Susan, let's talk. Let's talk about what was next? FBI.
There was an arrest by the FBI in a terrorism sting. And you think, oh, wow, how awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read it was an 18-year-old teenager, and the sting involved at least three informants and an undercover agent. And they had been, I would say, almost like grooming him and trapping him since he was 16 years old. And so they said it was involving using a flame-covered weapons, explosive knives, machete, a pipe, and ultimately firearms. But some of those were provided by, well, at least the flag was provided by these FBI informants.
Mm-hmm.
And they stumbled across him when he was like 15 or 16. They were investigating two other people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these people was talking to him. His name was Mercurio. And then they assumed that, well, they just got involved and it was informants. And so the parents are complaining because he said in one message, he told the FBI he does not want to fight and die for Allah. He just wants to die and have all my problems go away. So his parents put him in counseling. But on March 21st, he messaged the informant again. He said he wanted to attack with a homemade flamethrower, primarily against churches. So they would have known that he had all these things. Like, it wouldn't have been a surprise if he'd shown up at a church. They were already following him. They already intimately knew him. And it doesn't make sense. Well, it really is interesting that they waited until he was 18 years old, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the informant would give Mercurio an ISIS flag and take a picture of him posed in front of it. And so the parents are saying, you know what, now he faces 20 years in federal prison. He's 18 years old with mental health issues.
Jeez.
Couldn't they have, you know, intervened in the past 3 years to help this kid? So this comes on the heels of four other arrests. This is the fifth teenager arrested last July An 18-year-old, again, suspiciously that he's 18, Davin Myers, was arrested. He was about to board an international flight. He was going to fly to the Middle East, fight for ISIS. But his mother said that the FBI entrapped the boy, that she actually approached them and said, mm-hmm. you know, he's got issues.
Mm-hmm.
Another boy was arrested, 18-year-old Mateo Ventura, intending to support ISIS, but his father has also accused the FBI of entrapping his son. Then they arrested a 17-year-old boy, this is all within the last year, last August, for supposedly plotting to carry out an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack on American soil. They arrested a teenager also in December who was on his way from Denver to fight for ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But like others, the details show the teenager was targeted online since he was 16 years old by at least four undercover FBI agents. And he suffers from mental illness and high-functioning autism. Now, if you can't see a pattern here, you're blind.
Right, right. Definitely a pattern. And ISIS, I think, is so conjured up by our deep state that, and they utilize it when they need a boogeyman. And I feel like you can't have too many people joining them either, because they might tattle on the fact that this group might be infiltrated a bit, or, you know, kind of this concoction of our deep state. So kind of interesting on two different angles there. But as far as that goes, I think they prey on boys like this. They prey on them. And we've had other stories about this kind of thing, too, where the FBI sort of preys on somebody that's not very solid and a young person that's a loner. And this is why you always get this MO. Right.
Yeah. And it happened. Somebody who was supposed to do an attack on Times Square. And when the report really got into it, it showed all of these alluring kind of statements to lure him to do this. And I just thought, this is criminal,
mm-hmm.
that it's boys this age, their brains are fragile. They call them neuroatypical,
mm-hmm.
and that they are planting these ideas. It's really, you would think this, once exposed, would stop.
Mm-hmm.
It has not stopped. So I don't know who we complain to, because nobody seems to care.
Well, more awareness, though, will certainly help, because people will then understand and be on the lookout for this, especially if they have a kid that fits this.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. And I think that we need to keep drawing attention to the fact that parents have been outspoken about this. We did a story a while back, a few years ago, probably 5 years ago, about parents coming out and saying, my kid was targeted and the FBI would not stop hanging around my kid. And then all of a sudden my kid was in a van wanting to bomb a bank. So something's wrong here, right? So I think it's great that you're drawing attention to this.
Yeah, well, just happened Saturday. People have to read beyond the headlines,
because there's
a lot going on underneath.
I totally agree. And on Netanyahu, I don't trust him. I haven't trusted him for a long time. And I know that some people do. I get that. But I don't. I feel like if something was going to happen to Israel, it would have. And who's going to be crazy enough to go after Israel when they know that we back them 100% and will give them all of our firepower, as being the largest military in the world? So there's so many things there. It's kind of like Russia never, ever nuking us, even though we've been told for 70 years they're going to nuke us, that lead me to that. What's your final thoughts on Israel, Susan?
My final thoughts is there are trillions of dollars at stake, so much money in weapons involved. And I think there's oil, there's Iran who is trying to emerge. But ultimately, I do think Netanyahu's trying to protect Israel. But what he's willing to do that, I don't know that I would approve of everything. But I do think they should do everything to get those hostages back.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate you, Susan. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You betcha. Susan Reeve. And of course, we shall be right back. More with Melissa when we come back. And Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa. So on to the next hour, and of course the last hour. So I'm so grateful that you're joining us. So stay on with us. Be right back.
self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
That mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks. It's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
China is in default on over $1 trillion of debt owed to U.S. citizens. And the U.S. government, of course, ignores it. My colleague Andrew Hale recently wrote an article in The Hill detailing how the U.S. pays interest on $800 billion of treasuries held by China. So that's about $50 million per day that we pay to China. Ironically enough, China is currently in default on over $1 trillion in sovereign debt. In other words, they owe us more than we owe them, and they are paying us precisely zero interest. The debt dates from the 1930s, borrowed from private investors and governments, and then defaulted by the Republic of China. The U.S., of course, is a different story. As always, we are the suckers who let it slide because our politicians don't have the balls to enforce American interests when it comes to China. Keep in mind, this is debt owed to American citizens, not to our government, so it's not our government's prerogative to ignore. So back to the loans, exactly how much are they worth? The debts were gold-denominated, which was common before FDR. So today they're worth between $1 trillion and $1.6 trillion, so up to double all of the U.S. debt China holds. Given the debts are not being serviced, of course, they continue accruing unpaid interest, even as the U.S. continues paying China like a chump. So soon enough, they will be $2 trillion.
Soon enough, it will be $2 trillion. Yes, money is owed to us. Anyone want to guess why we're not going after the money, but we continue to give at least $50 million a year to China? Why are we giving money to China? Yeah, okay. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Chris Ann Hall, Uncle Milty, Patrick Wood tomorrow. All right, Technocracy. And also, we've got the fabulous Melissa Smith on. Midwest Melissa, how are you?
I am lovely.
Excellent. I want to hear all about the eclipse. This is, I do. I want to hear more. We had you call in on Eclipse Day, but I do want to hear just a little bit about this. And of course, Midwest Melissa was there on site, and so she can kind of tell you a little bit about it. And we have a lot of topics to cover today in this hour as well. So, all right, tell us about your day.
Well, I have to start by saying this. It was a trifecta of miracles. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Because the Midwest in April, the probability of having clear skies and perfect temperatures along with a solar eclipse is about, I don't know how many point zeros you'd have to get all three of those.
Sure.
The eclipse alone, but just to have an April day that had perfect temperatures and clear skies, but at the same time that something you wanted to see was happening was amazing. And the weather forecast had not been for that. So it just cleared up kind of at the last moment, which awesome. I thought maybe God is telling us something.
Right. You know,
look up,
awesome.
look up.
Yeah.
So it was, we were in the 4-minute totality zone. We drove a little ways. We didn't have to go to a different state or anything. We just drove due south from where I live to get into the totality. And it was absolutely profound. And I'm not sure I would call it life altering, but almost there. For those that didn't see it, it was a very strange, my husband and I were paying attention as the sun went down yesterday to where did it get the same level of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And when the sun goes down in the evening, it's a different kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
We had twilight on the horizon, 360 degrees. It looked like the sun was setting in every direction. But when you look straight up, you mm-hmm. can see stars.
Hmm.
So it's when the sun goes down, you get twilight in the west and it'll be maybe dark in the east, but there's a kind of a gradient of darkness, mm-hmm. you know, from west to east. This was dark above and light all around, which was very interesting.
Hmm.
My husband was the first one to point out, like, what is that? Those little red things. He saw mm-hmm. them before I did. And I told him at the time, I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's NASA doing their thing. Who knows?
Hmm.
You know, because, yeah. you know, we didn't know. When we got home, there were people chattering all over on social media. In the totality, you could actually see solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
The little red things that we were seeing were solar flares off the surface of the sun. The moon blocked it out, but we could see actually with our eyes,
mm-hmm.
Solar flares, which was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
We had been anxious to pay attention to animals around us. And we did go to the donkey farm and the donkeys were like, don't care. When are you bringing the food out?
Mm-hmm.
They did not care at all. But the birds did get quiet mm-hmm. and it got very still.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard tree frogs, which only usually come out
in
the evening.
Sure.
So tree frogs. And then as the totality kind of began to wane, as it started to pass,
mm-hmm.
the frogs quit and the birds started singing like it was, you know, 4 a.m. as the sun comes up. So that was kind of an interesting thing too.
I'll bet. I bet that's kind of, it has to be a little crazy in the middle of the day to witness that, I'm sure. Yeah.
The other thing about the darkness that I thought was interesting, we could tell, the eclipse itself took, I think it started here at about 2:50
mm-hmm.
and didn't hit maximum until 3:10. So it took it that's not right. It was 1:50 it started. It took it a long time. That's a slow movement
mm-hmm.
before the sun is completely covered.
Right.
And you could see the light kind of slowly graying out.
Mm-hmm.
It got dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. But when we got very near to totality and when totality actually hit, it got dark all at once. And then it stayed dark for those 4 minutes. And then as soon as the moon shifted again and we mm-hmm. were now, you know, maybe right. we're only at 1%, but you don't realize how really powerful the sun really is.
It's amazing.
That just 1% of sunlight can do that much illumination.
That's true. Yeah.
My overall sense of now having thought about it for a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
and I hope we'll return to this topic in a little bit, I hope. But it made me feel very small in the face of like cosmic forces,
mm-hmm.
legitimately. Like how often, you know, the sun comes up and goes down every day. And that's just kind of every day. Mm-hmm. And you don't pay attention to the miracle that is
right.
every day. Or the little miracles that are everywhere around us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, you know, to actually be able to observe
mm-hmm.
like the movement of, you know, the moon and the sun and the earth. And, you know, this is like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like looking up and seeing planetary things moving. It made me and all the clutter and chaos that is my everyday normal life feel really small for a minute, for 4 minutes. It just, all that went away. And it was very, I told you at the time, it was profound.
Mm-hmm.
And it left me with a sense of awe about how really amazing the place that we live is. You know, God's creation is really, really amazing. And how seldom, I guess, we take the time
mm-hmm.
to even think about that.
So true. It reminds me of Louis C.K. He did a bit on flight and he said, "We are flying through the air." so fast, and you're worried and you're mad because your cell phone took 2 seconds to work, you know, and being in awe of the things that we're just not in awe of. Are we in awe of a birth still? Are we in awe of a baby being born? Are we in awe of the world, like the beauty that we have out there? It is truly, when you step back, I love that you're saying this, because when you step back, it's so true. We're not in awe. We need to be in awe of all of this.
A lot of people come to my portion of the Midwest, and it's not scenic and it's not beautiful here. We don't have mountains. We don't have we don't have giant waterfalls. This is not Niagara Falls, and we don't have the Rocky Mountains to look at. We don't even have the Appalachian Mountains to look at.
Right.
I live in the flatland. There's places I can go in Indiana where I can see horizon to horizon, and it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was saying to me the other day, he's like, it's just so boring here. It's just so boring. And after the eclipse, I was talking to my husband and I said, you know why he thinks it's boring?
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't really see or perceive or really feel that he's standing on top of the ice age.
Right.
And that fills me with wonder.
That's huge.
It's so flat here because we had mountains of ice at one time that shoved all of Canada's topsoil into the Midwest. And we those things are there, and we see them and we don't even think about what they are or how they happened. And that stuff, if you open up your mind to the wonder of wherever you are, it doesn't matter whether you do have mountains or whether you have the Grand Canyon to look at or whether you really do have Niagara Falls to look at. Even if you're just looking at the flatland that is some of the most fertile soil in the entire globe.
Right.
There is wonder to be had if you open your mind to it.
I love that.
There really is. And like you said, you know, we look at our kids and we don't think about the miracle that they're of them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about the miracles that we're surrounded with every single day in abundance. I think we would be a lot more grateful if we did.
Right. Right now, I think there's more truth being told on the earth than there has been. And I truly mean that. And I think that sometimes, as hard as this fight is and as hard as what we're up against is, we have to remember that. We've got to remember that the most truth is out there right now and is being spoken of right now by the most people. In history, I think that we have solid truth, and we just, you know, that's a gift. And sometimes we are not in awe of that, and we need to be. There's always miracles if you're really looking. There's always miracles, I think. So,
Just look up sometimes. We hear that all the time. Just stop and smell the roses.
Right, right.
This was a moment where we had to stop and look up. And great spiritual truth may be in that as well. Just stop and look up sometimes, because the miracles are all around us if we do that.
I know. And our blessings. I think sometimes our showing gratitude keeps us humble. And we have got to always get on our knees and express that gratitude, because there's a job for all of us. We are all intricately important to what's happening right now. So pray for purpose, pray for you to be able to have courage, and then pray to be in awe of everything. and honestly, just grateful, because a lot of times I think we get out of that gratitude zone and we need to stay in that daily. Be right back. More with the Midwest Melissa. Great Melissa. We'll be right back.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey,
welcome back. If you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I've got Melissa on with me and talking about all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure, you know, looking back at the day, I know Chris Ann Hall was like, okay, everything didn't end on eclipse day, so we're good. but even for religious reasons, there was some really odd and interesting things that happened with the eclipse and the cities it hit. And the I mean, there was all kinds of things that I thought were fascinating. But Melissa's going to tell us some of the things that were said that were just lunatic for just a second. Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah. Sunny Hostin, who's one of the co-hosts on The View.
Natural reaction. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know this isn't going to be good. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about the 4.8 earthquake in New York City, right?
Okay.
And she said, here's her quote, I guess. She said, all these things together, meaning the earthquake and the coming eclipse, would maybe leave one to believe that either climate change exists or else something else is going on. Now, I'm not quite sure how it is
climate change
affected an eclipse or an earthquake for that matter.
You know what? They're lunatic women. I'm serious. There's something really wrong with them. Like they're like kind of mentally unhinged. Not kind of, a lot. But it's bizarre, some of the stuff that flies out of their mouths. I mean, honestly, uneducated, we know that. But I'm talking about really like delusionally weird, you know?
Well, there's a pattern. Always look for the pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, you go to the hospital from a car accident and you had COVID because everything was COVID.
Yeah.
Now you have an eclipse and an earthquake. It has to be climate change because everything is climate change.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. In the vein of other stupid things said.
Can I say one thing about that, though? People blame us on the right for a heart attack happening and everyone's saying, okay, did they get their shots? But, you know, there's a lot of proof because there's people that actually the people that are getting the shots are having a majority of heart problems when they have no health history to dictate that. And the only thing that changed was the shots. So, you know, to be fair, because a lot of people say that about us, too. The thing is there's actual evidence to back that up. But go ahead. Sorry. I just had to say that. Yeah.
Well, let's kind of pivot over here to Sheila Jackson Lee, who was apparently first of all, you need to know she's a representative who sits on the House Subcommittee for Science. And the subcommittee that she sits on is space exploration. Right. That's kind of an important fact here. So she was at Booker T. Washington High School in Houston, Texas. And she came out with these profound sayings. Sometimes you need to just take the opportunity to come out and see a full moon that is a complete rounded circle made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is how we as humans could live on the moon. Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's impossible to go near the sun. The moon is much more manageable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Last time I checked the moon, well, I've never personally checked the moon.
Alrighty.
But the wisdom seems this, if we follow the science, it would seem to indicate that the moon is made of rock, not gases. It's not like the sun at all. She also believes that the moon has its own light, that it provides light in the nighttime because of its own light, which I think I learned in second grade. That wasn't true.
Sheila Jackson Lee, interesting character. They're so lunatic. I just can't. It's just hard, baffling, hard.
When this was pointed out to her that she said something really stupid, like really stupid. Listen to this kind of deflection here. She says, well, obviously I misspoke. I meant to say the sun. But as usual, Republicans are focused on stupid things instead of stuff that really matters.
That was her excuse.
Yeah, we should be focusing on issues like prenatal care, building more affordable housing, and the reduction of student loan.
How can they concentrate on prenatal? They're just going to murder it anyway.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, I'm all in favor of everybody. Please stop watching them and their shows. And then of course, Sheila, stop paying attention to her because
or quit electing her. Please.
This, well, yeah, it's gotta be voter fraud. Cause there's no way. I mean, I'm sure that the people that first supported her can see the lunacy now. There's no doubt in my mind. So it gets interesting. We'll be right back, though.
At the school.
Right. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Melissa Smith when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
There you go.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy about that. My wonderful sponsors, go and text Birch Gold 989898. That's the phone number. And text them just my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, four little letters. And you'll get some free information. Remember 2022 when New York Fed had that little cyber drill, the little drill that they were going to implement digital currency, and they just couldn't figure out one of the problems that came out of it in their own report. Was that they couldn't figure out how to really make sure those transactions are what you actually had in the bank, and reconciliation of accounts and payments not making it and things like that. And so all I'm saying is please shore yourself up with gold and silver and make sure that what you have out there, your IRAs and everything, is gold backed. Okay. You have an opportunity to do it. This is the window. And text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Okay. So Melissa, back here with you. Let's talk cicada. Interesting.
Yeah, well, this is truly a Midwestern story.
Okay.
But it's going to be the next thing coming this year, and it's coming very soon, that somebody's going to say climate change, because we have two broods of cicadas. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, we used to call them locusts.
Okay.
But they're their own little thing. Cicadas are kind of a weird animal, and they burrow down into the ground and then they wait. So there is a brood 19 mm-hmm. and a brood 13. And one of them is on when I say they wait, mm-hmm. they wait a long time. They get down in the ground, and some of them are 13 years they wait, mm-hmm. and some of them are 17 years that they wait in the ground, sucking up the juice of the tree roots and stuff down in the ground.
Okay.
When it's their time to come up to the surface, they mm-hmm. come up as these little funky bugs, and they climb up on the trees. This was the biggest thing when I was a kid. You'd find the little shells of them. They split. They're little. The bugs that come up from the ground are little.
Mm-hmm.
When they split, they come out of this shell like a butterfly almost, you know, metamorphosis or something. And they're a bug about an inch and a half long, these big giant black bugs with mm-hmm. huge wings and red eyes and black bodies. And they make the most outrageously loud sound you've ever heard in your life. It is apparently the love song of other cicadas. You know, they are in full mating mode.
It's like a leftist. You know, they have their own mating song.
They must.
As loud and as atrocious as it is, they're only there to get the attention of certain people. Ugh.
Well, anyway. This April, as soon as the soil temperatures, I think they said, hit 69 degrees, this year, two broods of cicadas will be hatching at the same time. So it's brood 19 and brood 13. And they will pretty much cover some parts of the Midwest.
Okay.
Illinois, Wisconsin, into, let's see, brood 13 will be southern Wisconsin into Iowa and northern Illinois.
Okay.
Brood 13 will be covering southern Illinois and a lot of Missouri.
Okay.
Now the deal is when they come up and they live there a couple of weeks and then they die, there will be literally, they expect billions of them dead on the ground.
Okay.
It's huge. It's a huge event.
So how is this climate change?
Well, because we haven't seen them in a long time, right? Oh. We don't see them all the time. And lefties on the coasts are going to be like, oh, my gosh, what are these weird bugs? And anything that's unique or unusual has to be the result of climate change.
It's like we go three seasons without summer and then summer comes. So they can't ever remember when we're in the three seasons that we actually have a summer season. So, of course, it's always climate change.
Well, that truly is climate change. That is the very definition of climate change. We go from summer to fall to winter to spring. So, the climate changes every season.
So what you're saying is leftists, stop losing your lunch over the cicadas, right?
It's just normal. This is a normal thing. I remember quite well. And it's a weird phenomenon because you can go from one part of the city to another and there will be none in one part of the city and another part of the city will just be so outrageously loud you can't stand it.
Oh, funny.
So it's very localized, but it's generalized over a huge area where these broods are going to come. I think my husband and I are going to have to drive over to Illinois just to hear it at some point because it's got to be, you know, if we were willing to drive a couple hours to see that, this is equally miraculous, truthfully. Right. It's as big a deal. It's just a different kind of experience than the eclipse. It's not going to be all, you know, moony and mysterious. And this is going to be loud and obnoxious. And we're just going to be like, oh my gosh, the wonder of the earth that can produce things that only live for a couple of weeks above ground.
Oh, it's so true.
Only to go back and then wait for another 17 years.
I agree.
The last time these two broods hatched at the same time was before Abraham Lincoln was alive.
Wow. It's going to
be loud. So it doesn't happen often.
Oh my gosh! You know they're going to cry out climate change. You know it. I mean,
oh,
it's
you
just
know,
sad.
But don't believe it. Please, on my behalf, I'm warning you now. Don't believe it. Anyone that says that, just laugh at them and say you clearly have never lived in the Midwest more than about 15 minutes.
Also laugh at
because it happens somewhere every year.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Also laugh at the fact that they're going to cry drought any minute now because we're getting into summer pretty soon and it's the drought narrative and everything will be passed because of drought. We've got all kinds of things because of drought. And just remember, we have water underfoot. Every single time they cry out climate change and drought because we have a couple of hot days in a row, it drives me batty.
Yes, batty. But this is a good reason to seed the clouds, is it not? Because we have to have that rain.
Yes, in fact,
to have it.
By the way, we're not just doing that. We're doing all kinds of stuff, and we're doing it without notifying anybody again, as they've always done in history. Scientists just test-fired a cloud device over American soil with the ultimate aim of blocking the sunlight. The USS Hornet may be decommissioned. You know, it's an aircraft, yet it has become the launch site for the controversial New War in the Skies. This is the Marine Cloud Brightening Program, Coastal Atmospheric Aerosol Research and Engagement Product. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we didn't have atmospheric aerosol. Oh. No, we do.
I'm not sure I can be here. This sounds like conspiracy talk.
Right? Except it exists and it's real and it's fact. And so, yes. And then, of course, the deck of the Hornet Tuesday to launch streams of particles into the sky above the San Francisco Bay. Their ultimate objective is to apparently block and reflect sunlight in hopes of limiting global warming. You are going to see more of this. They are going to do more of this crazy. Remember when Bill Gates was calling for the total blockout of sunlight? Okay, here we are. They did this over San Francisco Bay. Alameda's having a fit in California because they didn't let anyone know they were doing this. And I wish they'd be more upset about what they did than just being let in on it. But
yeah, we don't. We only have their word to know what they sprayed. And I will add this. We did have clear skies in Indiana for the eclipse.
Right.
And they were crisscrossed like crazy by chemtrails that
day. Interesting. Well, these.
A lot of them.
See, CARE researchers, K-A-R-E. Researchers behind the geoengineering scheme opted not to announce their experiment because they just wanted to be able to do it. Isn't that nice? So the public, the residents of Alameda, nobody got to hear anything about this. Nobody knew what was going on. And it's the University of Washington, Bill Gates, Department of Atmospheric Sciences, talking about conceding that fossil fuel emissions and other human activities have long generated aerosols into the atmosphere that mix in with low altitude clouds, causing them to brighten and reflect the sunlight. Anyway, the director of this said, I think most people are aware there's a greenhouse gas effect that warms climate. No, we're not Sarah Doherty. And so this continuous nonsense is going to keep happening. And she's talking about the overall effect of climate warming. We're back to climate warming. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Climate warming again, not just climate change. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking warming again? That's a hot news flash.
I know. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Midwest Melissa when we come back. There you go.
Yeah, do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right. Are we already at the end of the show? Holy cow. That went fast. Went fast today. All right. So I just wanted to mention MyPillow has their slides and something else. And now I can't remember what it is for like $15. You guys. Oh, sandals. Sandals and slides for $15. Get over there. Put in the code Kate, though. It helps us stay on the air. And then also make sure to get out of your credit card debt. DoneWithDebt.com. I really like these guys, and I like what they're doing for friends of mine and for people out there. You need an answer. This is a great way to do it. And they have ingenious new ways to get out of your, or at least get on top of your credit card debt to get out of your credit card debt, okay? And if you're like most Americans, most people have really gotten themselves into a fix on this because of the inflation that the country won't talk about, the media won't talk about. So make sure and get over to DoneWithDebt.com, and there's a drop-down window when they ask how you heard about them and let them know that we sent you. And of course, Melissa, you know, we were talking about, you were saying how every project should be the Tower of Babel when it comes to climate change and all of their crazy God-like ideas of themselves and how they're going to control, you know, the climate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's insane.
Well, that's the perfect story to illustrate that, you know.
Yeah.
God created the earth and all the systems that are here, but we can control it. And I think it's just hubris. And I think that these are people who do have God complexes, and it's going to go terribly awry, and it's going to all come crashing down upon itself. Well, and sadly, I think we may be part of the crash.
People should ask.
We're going to be under it.
People should ask, did climate change affect the eclipse? Are we able to affect anything with our little plastic bags and straws? No. So stop with the nonsense. Oh, gosh. It's a God complex is what it is.
It is. It absolutely is.
Let's talk this new term that you wanted to let people in on.
Well, there you're going to start to see more and more like social psychologists and social science people talk about a term called digital dementia, which is not diagnosable right now. But what they're talking about is too much screen time causes actual changes in our brain chemistry, mm-hmm. very similar to dementia. And it can start very young. Our little children who are being given too much screen mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. They're finding that it's causing changes in brain, mm-hmm. in our brain function, with like memory issues, losing and forgetting things, mm-hmm. Difficulty recalling words, experiencing trouble with multitasking. They're also finding that children are not developing like eye-hand coordination. Mm-hmm. Some children coming into kindergarten and first grade do mm-hmm. not have the fine motor skills to hold a pencil or a crayon.
Right. Right.
So this whole digital dementia thing, be on the alert for more about that information.
It's not just idiocy anymore. Forever it's been idiocy is what our phone attention has caused us, just stupidity. But now it's like actual dementia traits.
Yes. Whew. It's actual changes in brain structure mm-hmm. and brain function. So, and it, by the way, it doesn't just affect children. It mm-hmm. affects adults as well. And I have to really think sometimes about how much time I spend either watching TV mm-hmm. or in front of a screen, on my phone, mm-hmm. what in front of my laptop.
Yeah.
You could spend the whole day just going from screen to screen to screen. And children who spend a lot of time at school where they've given them screens now mm-hmm. and expect a lot of that use, it's something to be concerned about. And I believe that the antidote to it, number one, is to limit screen time.
Right.
But the other thing for all of us, whether we're children or adults, is to go outside. It's what we were talking about at the beginning of the hour. Look up and experience the wonder of the world. Because that fills our brain and our mind and our bodies full of healthy things.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled a list of all kinds of activities you can do. And I was really kind of amazed at how many of them are things that I did with my kids or I did myself as a child. Go out. And I know people in the West don't get lightning bugs mm-hmm. or fireflies. Mm-hmm. We used to collect jarfuls of them. And you take them to your bedroom and they light up your bedroom at night. And it was a big deal. And you let them out in the morning and we thought we were big stuff. But collect bugs and insects or collect rocks. I still have my rock collection from when I was a kid.
Wow.
But anything that connects children mm-hmm. to the outside world, buy them a bird book and have them start looking at birds or go out. Look for animal tracks.
Right.
Take a hike, take a walk. I made a bingo card with my mm-hmm. kids and we had all kinds of things that we would see in the neighborhood. And we'd just walk around in the neighborhood until somebody got a bingo. So it had things like find a bird bath
play in the sprinklers. What,
they were really simple things.
Play in the sprinklers. I mean, there's so many things that we used to do, and then it feeds, you know, imagination. And I love it when kids are outside. We always bought our kids sports equipment. I did not like gaming. I'm not a gamer, didn't like it, could never understand why everyone loved it so much. And I think my kids fared pretty well just playing outside a majority of the time. We actually had to call them in after it got dark because they didn't want to come in because they were having so much fun. And we miss those days, don't we?
Well, right now there's a trend towards super organized sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that we forget is let kids organize their own games.
Yeah.
Get the gang of neighborhood kids together and get a game of stickball going.
And let them work out their differences. Don't jump in as a parent. Don't, you know, hover. Let them figure it out. It's best way.
It is. I just was walking out. I just walked through a screen porch that we have at the back of the house
mm-hmm.
and I saw that I still have the terrarium mm-hmm. that we built with my kids when they were in Cub Scouts. And my children are now 26 and 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a terrarium that they did when they were in fifth grade and third grade.
Wow.
Still growing. I'm going to bequeath it to them in my will, but that's, amazing. You don't have to, there's a lot of things that we can do together as families mm-hmm. or even as individuals to just be outdoors, open your door, open the windows of your house and let some fresh air in.
Yeah.
I took a minute and looked it up. About 50% of our population in the U.S. is vitamin D deficient. Mm-hmm. And there is vitamin D is the greatest thing to help fight, you know, to improve your immune system.
Yep.
And where do you get vitamin D? By being outdoors.
And it's from now until I think the end of September, October is when you get the best vitamin D outside. Right from right now until October.
I did all my radio prep today sitting outside with my dog on a swing.
I love that.
And I took my shoes off and I walked around and barefoot in the grass.
Nice.
And there's healthy things to come from that. Yeah. But we tend to think that we have to spend all our time indoors, and that's just not the case.
And then be in awe of it. Look up and be in awe of who we are and find our purpose and let's get going. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I love it that you said that earlier. That's awesome. Thank you, Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. And we'll see you here tomorrow with Uncle Milty and, of course, Chris Ann Hall and a few guests. So we'll be back tomorrow. Go to katedallyradio.com for all the podcasts.